Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. It's Sunday. For most people, I'm not going to say most, for many people here in the United States, it's Super Bowl Sunday. A lot of people are gathering together to cheer on their favorite football team. Unfortunately, I can't even tell you who's playing to know who they're cheering on, but it's a Super Sunday for me, for this the day the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing and glad in it, excited about all that God has done today and all that I know He will continue to do. I want to thank you all for the overwhelming support we got on our broadcast last week. What a phenomenal testimony, and it just empowered so many to hear it and to make them stop being so concerned about the things that they faced and realizing what God has done and what He's able to do for them. So we continue to thank each and every one of you for your support as our audience continues to grow here at the Empowerment Space Radio on Blog Talk. Our conversation this evening is on kingdom communication. And as we're on the road, the Holy Spirit dropped a subtopic in this evening about kingdom communication. And the subtopic, you talk too much. Now I'm going to invite you all who are on the line, please be willing to be a part of this conversation. I really would like for us to dialogue about this. I have intercessors on the line with me this evening, Pastor Tori, Pastor Gloria, Prophet Nina, and others that may join. But I do invite you to join in this conversation and dialogue with me. Amen. As we talk about kingdom communication. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you. Holy Governor, you are our chief teacher, our divine teacher. This evening, we will be led by your Spirit. We will say that we thank you for what's about to take place, for what's about to be revealed, and how your people will be empowered. We thank you. We thank you. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in the episode info, I wrote this. When it comes to prayer, we've always been taught that we are to constantly be talking to God. But when that conversation becomes a babble, which is disorderly communication, too often, the Father's heart should be the source of your heavenly communication system. And when it's not, change is needed. Ambassador Rodney Beeney, in his book, The Joseph Initiative, shares that any communication from Holy Spirit will always be consistent with the intent of the Father's heart, the model for communication that we must learn to follow. And so, again, I go back to our topic this evening, kingdom communication. We talk too much. We talk too much. Now, just in that I shared from the Joseph's Initiative from Ambassador, Kingdom Ambassador of Rodney Beeney, one thing my husband shares often, and he lives by this, the scripture that we should pray without ceasing. And a lot of times we have heard and we put it in the system as such that we got to tell God all about it, tell him all about it. He needs to know everything about everything, when in fact God already knows everything about everything. Instead of our conversation being prayer, too often our conversation has been like a news reporter. We report this and we report that, and we tell God this and we tell God that. But if we are really tuning into the Father's heart, to know the Father's intent, concerning those situations that we are bringing before Him, would be different. I know this evening we had a wonderful celebration for our pop. And while there, I had a conversation with my godmom, and we were talking about how powerful God is through us when we are willing to yield to Him, to listen to Him, to say what His heart shares with us to say by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And in doing so, how powerful manifestations come about in our lives because of our obedience. And I think back, I'm talking about me, I think back to situations when I've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and even fasted and prayed. Papa Gloria was sharing in her broadcast on yesterday from Telvin Ministry about the need to fast and pray. Well, I was fasting and praying and praying and fasting and snotting and crying and crying and snotting, telling God all about these situations like God didn't know what was going on. And I never took the time to hear God. I was too busy telling Him all about it. I was too busy taking it to Him, but I never took the time to wait to hear what He had to say concerning my situation. I never was patient enough to really get the intent of God's heart towards my situation. I just wanted to let Him know how I was feeling and what I needed Him to do for me. Am I by myself? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't get a hearing what God has to say. And because of that, we often have challenges in getting our prayers answered. Now, again, press one. I'd love for you to come live and share with me in this conversation, because when you talk about prayer and our conversation with God and how we should articulate, questions come up because this doesn't sound like what I've always done. This doesn't sound like what I know. This does not sound like what we practice, considering that when I do have conversation with God, when I do tell God what I want, how I want, when I want, all of these things, that there are times when my prayers are not answered. Oh, my, yes, 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 yes. When I said we talk too much, I think back to what Apostle Kazini was sharing from the topic of communication several weeks ago, and he said, I chuckled when he said it, but you know how a news reporter will come on and they've got a script in front of them and they give you the script and they give you the story and they give you the pertinent people and they give you the problem. They never really have a solution. They're just talking to give information, insight to a situation. And sometimes I feel like we go to God with that same thing. We're trying to give Him insight to a situation that He knew about before the foundation of time. And the situation is such that now He's waiting to see how we're going to make choices to bring about a solution in the situation. But we're praying and asking God to fix it. When it could possibly be something that He'll say, I'm not going to, that's not for me to fix, because I didn't break it. That's for you to fix, because you have to make some changes in your behavior. You need to make some changes in your confession. You need to make some changes in your conversation. That's for you to deal with, not me. And that's another thing, too, that we have been taught in our prayers. I think back to the song, Jesus will work it out if you let it. Jesus will work it out if you let Him. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Jesus already worked it out. If you've received Him, if you've believed, if you made the confession, it's already worked out. But there's some things that we have to do, and we have to be consistent with hearing the heart of God to make some things happen. We keep having conversations about things we want done. We keep saying we're waiting on God when God is waiting on us to incline our ear to hear. But how often are we doing that? How often are we willing to do that? It's a question. It's a question I'm raising. It's a question I would love some discussion on this evening. I want to know, for those who are on the line, if you can share with me what your experience is and your understanding of what kingdom communication should be like, and if what you've learned, well, I'm not going to ask that question. Share with me, if you would share with me this evening, what you've been taught concerning kingdom communication, your prayer, how to pray, what to pray. And if you've been given insight on really tapping into the heart of God. God bless you. Thank you for joining.
Good evening, Apostle. God bless you and the
God
audience.
Bless you, Apostle. Amen.
For this topic tonight, it is so timely as we transition in our walk and our relationship with God. As you were talking, I can remember growing up, we weren't taught that God speaks to us. We weren't taught that it was a two-way communication. It was go to God in prayer and wait on the answer. Wait for it to be done. But to sit still and listen to him speak to let us know there's some things that you have to correct, you have to fix, that wasn't a part of the teaching. So I think for a lot of people, when they hear that, you know, God speaks, and when you pray, take time to listen, that is something that is so new for people to understand, that God will speak to you and talk with you. You know, we talk about the song, and he walks with me and he talks with me.
Okay,
that tells us right there God will talk to us. But I think so oftentimes people get caught up in the melody of the song, and it's a nice song, and they don't really listen to the words. But even in a relationship between two people, if you're the one always talking and never giving the other person the opportunity to talk, that is definitely a one-sided relationship. And what I have learned over time is I can go to God with whatever is concerning me and being very specific about it. And when I am sitting there, he will tell me. He will give me what I need, and as far as going, if I sit long enough to listen. And what I have learned also is what we're asking God for, it's like you said, it's already done. We need is God. I'm asking for it to manifest in my life. I'm asking for the manifestation of your promise. And we can move on from there instead of, you know, just giving him a lot of lip service and babble. So I totally agree. We must sit and listen.
Amen. And, you know, you said something that's key about manifestation, because the promises of God, those things that he has promised, that he's spoken concerning our lives, are waiting for us. And the sooner we get in alignment with God's plan, the sooner we understand that we need to be in tune with God's heart concerning us, the sooner things will manifest, as you said. You know, I think about how the word says that we are earthen vessels. We have treasures. There are treasures in our earthen vessels. And I see that as untapped potential. And to know that there resides in me untapped potential, then I'm saying, the Holy Spirit, what is it I need to do to tap into what's there? Because a lot of times we find ourselves struggling. We are in a hard place, a dark place. You call it whatever you want to call it. But we find ourselves in these situations and these spaces and places when what we're desiring already resides in us. The solution is already there. But because we've had wrong conversation and we're operating in wrong mindset, we can't hear clearly, we can't see clearly, we can't discern properly. So the answers that we need, we can't tap into. We just can't tap into it because we've talked too much. I can remember sometimes saying to children, you're going to talk yourself right out of it. Because they'll say, can I do this? And we'll say, yeah, you can, but this or but that. And what they do, they just keep talking and keep talking. And we say, okay, you're going to talk yourself right out of it. We do that same thing to God. He has things waiting for us, things in place for us. Talk ourselves right out of the blessing because we're having wrong conversation, because we're not articulating the heart of God. We're communicating our own challenges. We're communicating our own insecurities. We're communicating those things, and we're not even putting them in remembrance of his word, and that's something that he asked us to do. Put me in remembrance of my word. Study my word so you know what my word says, so that when you have conversation with me, you'll speak my word. Because my word is not going to lie and it's not going to return to you void. So we really have to be in a place where we understand the type of conversation that's needed in order to get the manifestation that God desires for us. And I say he desires for us because sometimes we're praying for a manifestation of something that's far from God's will and plan for our lives. I think about those times when people praying crazy prayers. They see a good-looking man coming to church, and that man married to another woman, and they start praying, God, that's my husband. No, he's somebody else's husband. Leave that man alone. Leave him alone. But that's just some of the stuff that we say out of our mouth, recognizing, but not being mindful of our conversation and how far it is away from God's plan, God's will, and God's desire for us. Pastor Gloria, thank you so much for sharing.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I'm not going to belabor the point. I think that with what has been shared thus far, you get an idea of what we're saying. And this is something that our Seeking Truth group will be digging into more. Right now we are in one book, and at the completion of that, we're going to move on to the Joseph's Initiative, which is a leadership training, and we're going to get into more conversation about rightful communication with the Father and the type of worship and prayer that we should be, the models and systems we should be using to get the manifestation of what God has in store for us. Amen. Amen. For those who feel like you may have challenges, God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Torrey.
God bless you, Apostle. I just wanted to say, when we were before you move on from that, that topic that you were talking about, God's will, and we're talking about prayer, and that's the very reason why the model prayer is in the Bible, And it says it right in the beginning about thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
And so that's what we ought to be praying, is his will. And if you don't know
yes.
it, that should be your prayer. Lord, what is your will for me regarding this or regarding
that? Oh, that's
that?
Good.
And so
that's good.
They call it the model prayer. If you follow that, it shows you all the things that a prayer should have as far as thanksgiving and giving him glory and giving him honor and realizing and recognizing that
it's
his will and not our will.
Amen. It establishes a model. It establishes a model for us to move from. You're absolutely right. And when it does say, thy will be done. Thy will be done. And so often we pray everything but the Father's will. Because we pray, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. But we never say, I will. Not even concerning his will for us. We don't want to do that. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. Amen. See, y'all, this could go on and on and on. But I'm not going to let it. I don't even sense the Holy Spirit want me to. We're traveling, amen, back to the beautiful state of West Virginia. Grateful and thankful to God for being with us and keeping us as we travel. Thank you, Pastor Tori. Thank you, Apostle Gloria, for sharing. Listeners, if you have challenges with knowing how to pray and what to pray for, we ask that you may consider submitting your prayer request. If we have intercessors that are on the line Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning at 5 a.m., ready and willing to pray, to bring your petition before the Lord, to hear what the Lord has to say concerning your petition, according to the Father's will, not just for our lives, but for those who are interceding for. So as always, we encourage you here at the Empowerment Place. Every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. Know that we love you so much. God loves you best. Have a wonderful evening. Be empowered.